This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With grins and handshakes, President Donald Trump welcomed North Korea's Kim Jong-un at the heavily fortified demilitarized zone Sunday, seeking to revive talks on the Prime Nation's nuclear program in a bid for a legacy-defining accord. The brief photo op, another historic first in the year-long rapprochement between the two technically warring nations, marks a downturn during a summit in Vietnam in February, but it does little to negotiations in the North's willingness to give up its stockpile of nuclear weapons. President Donald Trump says that he was proud to step over the demarcation line between North and South Korea, becoming the first U.S. president to enter North Korea. Trump is telling reporters as he meets with Kim Jong-un in a building named the Freedom House on the South Korean side that the world is watching. The United States Saturday called for an end to a mobile internet shutdown in two strife states in Myanmar, saying the cutoff undermines transparency amid clashes between the military and insurgents. Myanmar's government last week took the unprecedented step of ordering mobile phone operators to shut down all internet data across at least eight townships in Rakhine State and one in neighboring Chin State. The move came as the military moved against insurgents fighting for more autonomy for the region's ethnic Rakhine Buddhist. A volatile mix of intercommunal conflict and violent extremism near Mali's border with Niger and Burkina Faso has become a looming crisis, according to experts. Years-long regional violence spiked in recent months, making headlines and raising concerns that overstretched security forces that could lose control of an already tenuous situation. This is VOA News. Earlier at the G20 summit in Osaka, the United States and China agreed